This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And welcome back to the Ridgeway, Pennsylvania Gymnasium, where your Bradford Owls are taking on the Ridgeway Elkers tonight. The Owls currently have a 13-7 lead after the first quarter. Looks like coming out for your Owls is going to be France, Terwilliger, Ward, Marasco, and Reese. Ridgeway inbounds. Owls are dropping back in a 2-3 defense. And a travel forced on the defense by Jake France. Travel forced on Ridgeway. Owls ball. So the strange thing about that first quarter, other than my technical difficulties, there was no fouls called. So we have zero fouls for either team. And Daniel Marasco in the corner. Out to Talon Reese, top of the key. Adam Ward on the wing. Talon takes a long three. Looks good, and it is. Talon Reese with a three-pointer. And your Owls now lead 16-7. Owls are coming off a tough loss down there in Punxsutawney Friday night, trying to rebound here in Ridgeway in a non-league game. Tough defense. Up off the iron. Daniel Marasco fighting for it. Oh! And Ridgeway gains possession, and Adam Ward with a close to block, but a foul called on Adam Ward. That is his first and the team's first foul. Steech for Ridgeway is shooting two, and his first one is in and out. Second one is up on its way. And it is off the back iron. Rebounded by Ridgeway. And a nice power move down low. And he drew a foul. That is McGriff down low. That foul's on Talon Reese, his first, the team's second. So McGriff for Ridgeway will be at the line. The Owls lead 16-7. First one's up, and no good. Second one is on its way. And it is good. So McGriff is on the scoreboard. Your Owls lead 16-8. Talon Reese brings it up. 2-3 zone by Ridgeway. Adam Ward at the foul line. Jake France for three. Off both rims. Strong rebound by Reese, and he puts it back, and it's off the rim. Then rebounded by Ward. There is Jake France driving in, and he lays it up. So the Owls got two offensive boards in that possession, and Jake France put it in. Back on the tough defense, down low, shot missed, rebound Ridgeway, and put back in by McGriff. So we're 18-10, your Bradford Owls lead. Talon Reese at the foul line, and he has it stripped away. In the game for your Owls is France, Ward, Terwilliger, Marasco, and Reese. 2-3 zone, Ridgeway, passing around the perimeter, all the way across court. Doesn't look like they want to take that long ball. They want to get it down low. They have it down low, and there is a nice power move by Steech. Unlike many of our opponents, they passed up several threes there. So far this season, we've seen a lot of three-point shooters for the other teams. Jake France, top of the key. Talon Reese on a wing. And a travel called on Jake France. So your Owls lead 15-12, 5 minutes left in the first half. Thank you for being with us here on WSB Sports. on a snowy night back in Bradford. Ridgeway around the perimeter again, trying to get it down low. You got Steech down there, and they're through Steech's hands. Owls basketball. Armstrong has checked into the game for the Owls. So you have Armstrong, Reese, Weinberg. Sorry, Warner. France and Terwilliger on the court. France brings it across the timeline. And the Owls throw the ball away. Ridgeway's going to inbound it. And Weinberg comes back into the game for Terwilliger. Earlier tonight, your JV Owls were victorious. It was about a 15-point spread. There's a nice move by Kilpeck down low. And he's got an and one. That's the second foul on Talon Reese. And the third team foul. They got it into Kilpeck, and he went up strong. He's got one free throw, and it's up and off the front and back rim. Rebounded by Weinberg. Here comes Warner. Warner on a wing. Setting up a play. Off to Armstrong. To Reese. Reese takes a shot from the corner. It's off the front iron. Rebounded by Weinberg. France takes a long three. It's off the front and back. Rebounded by Reese. Owls really hustling on the offensive boards. Going to get a third try this time as well. Warner in the corner. Now Armstrong. Armstrong's going to take a three, and it is good. The Owls now lead 21-14. Good offensive board work there for the Owls. They put a little pressure, half-court pressure on the ball. Oh, and it was a layup missed by Ridgeway. The Owls come away with it. Here's Jake, quick down the court. To Brendan Warner, there's Armstrong for another three in the corner. Oh, that one's short. Talon Reese with the rebound. Jake France up top now sets up a new play. The Owls are getting 2 and 3 possession here on the offensive end, and that's paying dividends. Oh, and there's an errant pass, which the Owls come away with again. And there's another errant pass. And that one is out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Bradford. Owls really hustling here, getting all the loose balls, all the rebounds. Marasco comes into the game for Reese, who has two fouls. 2:42 left in the half. Owls lead 21-14. Armstrong up top. Jake France on a wing. Back up top to Warner. Warner looked down low. Wasn't there. Marasco on a wing to Armstrong. Armstrong. Warner. Warner thought about it. Passes it to Jake France. France back to Warner. Over to Armstrong. Armstrong, little juke move. Jumper from the foul line. In and out. Rebounded by Ridgeway. Owls seem content in that 2-3 zone. Down low. Up, off the mark. Almost rebounded by Daniel Marasco, but tipped out of bounds. Adam Ward back into the game for Armstrong. Ward, Marasco, Weinberg, France, and Warner. Are your Owls on the floor right now? There's a three-pointer from Ridgeway, 21-17. Bradford Owls lead. Warner with the ball up top of the key. Warner's going to drive in. Circus move off the mark. And the ball's going to stay here with the Owls. It went off of McGriff out of bounds. Still only three fouls called in the game. All on your Bradford Owls. Officials are letting them play tonight. Jake with a great pass to Weinberg, who lays it in. Weinberg got open down low, and everybody was focused on Jake. Real nice pass. 23-17, your Owls lead. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go in the first half. And there's a three. And off the rim and in for Gustafson for Ridgeway. So it's 23-20. Ridgeway's hanging around. Jake France with the ball. 48 seconds to go in the first half. Adam Ward with the ball up top. No defense being applied, so it looks like the Owls might hold it for a last shot. 23-20, they lead with 28 seconds to go. Adam Ward with the ball near half court. 17 seconds. Ward checks out the court. We're down to 10 seconds. France takes a drive. Long pass to Weinberg. Weinberg, drive. Adam Ward to the foul line. To France, who shoots quick. And they miss it. Jake got a somewhat open shot. And they were able to defend it. Your Owls lead at halftime, 23-20. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Ridgeway, where your Bradford Owls currently lead the Ridgeway Elkers 23-20 at the half. Really nice first half played by your Owls. Good hustle on the defensive end, good hustle on the offensive end. They've out-rebounded Ridgeway quite a bit. The Owls were getting two and three chances down on the offensive end and clearing the boards on the defensive end. But Ridgeway has found ways to stick around, only trailing by 3 points. Leading scorer for your Owls at halftime is Adam Ward with 7. Weinberg and France with 4 apiece. And Reese and Armstrong with 3 apiece. But it's been a good effort by your Owls. They had a 7-point lead at one point. It's down to three. When we're on the road, the game start time is not in our power. So they started this one quite a bit early. We had a little bit of a hiccup, but we're back now and looking forward to a second half here where the Owls can get in the win column, I hope. So once again, the Owls lead 23-20 at the half. This is James Patrick, and this is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Ridgeway. This is James Patrick with Bradford Owls Basketball tonight. Your Owls currently lead 23-20 at the half. We're being entertained by a little guy throwing a half-size basketball from three-point range, and he made a couple. After tonight, your Owls will be back home on Wednesday night against Warren. Then they take a little break until the IBO tournament 9 days later. Your Lady Owls are back in action tomorrow night against the Lady Elkers here, or it's at home against Ridgeway. So as I said, your Owls are being led at the half by Adam Ward with 7 points. France and Weinberg with 4 apiece, and Reese and Armstrong with 3 apiece. The Ridgeway Elkers have had 3 three balls, Gustafson, Steech, and Kilpeck. McGriff's had 5 points down low. No foul trouble for anyone. Only 3 fouls called in the entire first half. Talon Reese has 2 and Adam Ward with 1. And once again, your JV Owls earlier tonight won their game in convincing fashion by 15 or so. I didn't get the score written down quick enough. I'm in a very remote spot down here in Ridgeway. Taking the court for your Owls is going to be Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Reese, France, the original starting lineup. The Owls will have possession to start the second half. For Ridgeway, Kilpeck, McGriff, Beeler, Gustafson, and Steech, their original starting lineup. And we're underway. Talon Reese with the ball. Talon takes it over to a wing. Down to Warner in the corner. Back to Talon. Weinberg hands it off to France at the foul line. France drives in. He gets fouled and one. Nice move by Jake. Owls pump it up to a 5-point lead. Nice pass in there by the Owls. They worked it all around, and then Jake took it down the lane. And the free throw's up and good. Owls take a 6-point lead. Looks like three-quarter court pressure here by your Owls. Oh, and Weinberg gets his hand on it, but the Ridgeway retains possession. And a 10-second call. So the pressure by the Owls created the 10-second call, and they get possession back. Very nice. Talon Reese with the ball. Owls with a 6-point lead, 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Reese out to France. France, another juke move, and back to Reese. Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Back to Warner. Reese to Ward. Weinberg. I mean, all five guys touching the ball several times. Real good ball movement. There's Jake for three. Oh, short. It was right on line. I was lined up with it. And then Adam Borg comes up with a loose ball. Weinberg, little drive, jumper, and he's fouled. So once again, an offensive board there by Adam Ward, and he gets it out to Warner, who gets fouled. That's two fouls on Ridgeway here in the quarter. That was Beeler, his first. First free throw is up and good by Warner. Second one is off the mark. Owls lead 26-20. And there's a foul called on the Owls. That's on Warner, his first. The team's first. Here we go with this pressure again by your Owls. It's like a three-quarter court, but Ridgeway keeps throwing it backwards. And the Owls got a hand on it. Adam Ward comes away with the ball. To Jake France. Jake makes a move. Oh, Jake lost control. And they kept it down there with the Owls. That's far from me, but that must have went off of an Elker. Jake's going to inbound it to Talon Reese. Reese, Weinberg at the foul line, off the mark. Rebounded by Steech. So your Owls lead 26-20, 6:27 to go in the third quarter. Man-to-man defense now for your Owls. There's Steech called on the offensive foul. Nice defense there by Weinberg. That's three fouls on the Ridgeway Elkers in the third quarter. Talon Reese out to Adam Ward in the corner. Back to Talon down the lane. Kicks it out to Jake. Ward, Reese. France for an open three. Oh, off the mark. And it goes to Adam Ward. Good hustle trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds. So Ridgeway will have possession. 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Your Owls lead 26-20. Pressure again by the Owls. And Ridgeway gets it across. And there's a real nice move all the way to the hoop by Kilpeck. A little bit out of control, but he got her in. And there's a charge. Jake France went in, and it was drawn by McGriff. He actually made the basket, would have had another and one, but that time was a charge. Owls pick up that three-quarter court defense again. Ridgeway breaks it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense. Oh, nice pass down to Steech, who lays it in. 26-24 is your Owls lead. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Adam Ward with a three, and it's in. That's his second three of the game. And back to a five-point lead. Kicked out of bounds by France. Good game being played here by both teams, on both ends, really. Beeler with the ball for Ridgeway. Talon Reese on the defense. There's Adam Ward on the D, and then Weinberg on the D. There's a jumper from the corner. That's good. That's Gustafson with his second three. And it's a two-point game again. 29-27, your Owls lead. Jake France, Reese, Adam Ward in the corner. Weinberg. Little 1-3-1 defense here for the Ridgeway Elkers. Oh, there's an errant pass. Weinberg comes up with it. Jake France, jumper, off the mark. Owls charge the boards. Adam Ward comes away with it to Weinberg. Oh, almost throws it away. Saved by Warner. Jake settling things down up top now. France over to Warner. Oh, pick and roll, intercepted by Beeler. Oh. Beeler's pass after the interception was tipped out of bounds by the Owls. Ridgeway's going to inbound, 3:34 to go. Terwilliger comes into the game for Warner. Ridgeway down two with possession. Inside to Steich. That's it. Steich, who powers it in. And we're tied at 29. Ridgeway's fought their way back here. There's Terwilliger with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. Reese on a point. Reese, little floater. Nice shot by Talon Reese. It goes. Owls take a two-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pressure by the Owls again. They break it. Down low. Back out. Here's Steich again. And he missed the shot, and the Owls come away with a rebound. That's Chase Weinberg with a rebound. And here comes Jake France down the court. Fast. Oh, and he loses control. Ridgeway comes away with it. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Timeout taken by Ridgeway. And that looks like a full timeout. So we'll be back here soon as we hear from our sponsors. The Owls lead 31-29. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Just about to get underway here. Coming out of the timeout, your Owls with a two-point lead. Ridgeway with possession. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ridgeway around the perimeter. Good defense by Terwilliger. Daniel Marasco in the game now as well. A drive. Drive by Kilpeck, and he is fouled. Fouls on Adam Ward, his second, and the team's third. Long inbound pass out near half court. Talon Reese with the defense. Again, your Owls lead by 2 points. Ridgeway has possession. As of late, neither team has gotten much stoppage of the other team. Down low, Steich, and it's in. He's strong down low, and we have a tie ball game at 31. 1:35 to go in the third. Adam Ward, top of the key. Chase Weinberg out 3-point line. Off to Reese. Reese fakes a shot. Reese dribbling near half court. Out to Marasco. Marasco to Ward. Terwilliger in the corner. Ward back to Reese. 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. We have a tie ball game. Looks like the Owls are going to play some Southern District 9 basketball. No, Talon Reese takes a shot, and it's too hard. Rebounded by McGriff. And the Elkers can actually take the lead here with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. A lot of teams in Southern District 9 like to slow the game down. We don't see that so much up north. Ridgeway around the outside. Looks like they're going to be content to take a last chance. Oh, off the board and off the rim. So, the end of the third quarter, we're tied at 31. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. We're just about to get underway with the fourth quarter and a tie ball game. The Owls had a six-point lead after the first quarter, and then it got chopped down to 3 points at the half, and now we're tied at the end of the third quarter. They're going to have a gut check here. I want to remind you folks that after the game tonight, Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Seattle Seahawks will be on WESB Sports. I believe we will join that game slightly in progress. So, Ridgeway has possession to start the fourth. There's a foul on the Owls. Oh, a kickball. Kickball. Ridgeway's game stays with possession. Jake France with a steal. Good move inside and lays it in. Tried to draw a foul. Jake's good at that, but they didn't foul him. 2-point lead for your Owls. Pressure again by the Owls. Timeout called by the Ridgeway coach. He was pretty frustrated with their inability to get it across. They were right close to the time again. That's a 30-second foul. We're going to stay with you right here for this break. So we've got a 2-point ball game. We're going to reset it. 7:26 to go in the game. The Bradford Owls lead 33-30. Good hustle tonight by the Owls on both ends. They had a larger lead that now is down to 2 points. Ridgeway will have possession coming out of this timeout. Inbounded by Ridgeway. No one in foul trouble for either team as we head down the wire. Very few calls here tonight. And a drive up to the foul line. Kick back out. Good defense by the Owls. They're in a 2-3 zone. It's been difficult for Ridgeway to get it down low against his zone. There's a travel forced by the Owls. Nice defense by your Owls. They had some success getting it down low when we were in the man-to-man. And Steech is very strong. He's got 10 points. Talon Reese to France. Owls with a possession and a 2-point lead. France, Ward, Warner, Reese, Weinberg, Adam Ward takes a look. Talon Reese, Owls are taking their time. Taking their time. Ridgeway playing a man-to-man defense. Adam Ward, long ball, though it's a 2-pointer. Foot was on the line. Owls take a four-point lead. I think they gave him 5 on the scoreboard there. They didn't give him 5. They gave it a 5-point lead. They put a 3. They're going to stop the game now and get that. That's corrected now. 35-31, your Owls lead. Ridgeway possession. 6 minutes to go in the game. Owls with a four-point lead. Reese with a defense in the corner. Oh, and there's a France with a quick hand and a steal. He's going coast to coast, passes it to Ward, lays it in. Adam Ward having a heck of a game tonight. That's 14 for Adam Ward. And Jake gets it again. Quick hands, and he gets the layup. Oh, Jake with the quick hands. Ball went to Weinberg, who found Jake open. Owls build up an eight-point lead. Good defense creating good offense. And there's a foul on Weinberg, shooting two. Foul against Weinberg. Ridgeway's going to shoot two. He went down, tried for a block. So the Owls went a little run there. Actually, an 8-0 run since the tie at 31 with 5:13 to go in the game. Ridgeway's at the line for two. First one's up, and it's good. That's Kilpeck at the line for Ridgeway. Into the game comes Kearney for Ridgeway for Gustafson. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Ridgeway cuts it to a six-point lead. They put pressure on the ball. The Owls break it across the timeline. Warner in the corner, way across court to France. Adam Ward, Warner. Reese, Reese with a bad pass across court to France, intercepted. 4:48 to go in the game. Owls with a six-point lead. 2-3 defense again. Jake's been really good at anticipating those passes last few times down the court. Adam Ward with a tough defense. And they get it down low. Down low to Steech. Lays it in. When they get it down to him, he's got good position and he lays it in. So we're back to a four-point game. Reese down low to Weinberg. Weinberg misses from down low and it's rebounded. Jump ball. Jump ball. I cannot see the possession arrow from here. Looks like it's going to stay with the Owls. 4 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the game. The Owls with a four-point lead and possession. On the court for your Owls, France, Weinberg, Reese, Ward, Warner. The Owls slowing it down. Court spread here. Passing it all over. Oh, and Reese was throwing it back to Ward, who had moved, and it's turned over to Ridgeway. Reese and Ward not on the same page there on that one. Okay, pressure by your Owls. And Jake gets a hand on it again, but it's out of bounds off Jake France. Ridgeway ball, 3:35 to go in the game, down by four. And in foul line jumper by Ridgeway. Missed, rebounded by Reese. There comes your Owls. Warner slows it down, hands it off to France. Man-to-man still for Ridgeway. Warner's open in the corner. No, he's not. Adam Ward down low off the iron. Rebounded by Steech. Ridgeway, long three off the mark. Rebounded by Ridgeway. That's McGriff. And they take it up top and reset. Good defense here by your Owls. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Owls lead by four. And, one too many passes for Ridgeway, and it's stolen away by Warner. Jake France with a nice move on the offensive end, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Fouls on Kearney of Ridgeway. That's only their first foul of the fourth quarter, and the Owls only have two. So fouls have been a non-factor in the entire game. Jake's going to shoot two. The first one's up. Second one is up and good. Owls back to a six-point lead. A little pressure on the ball again. Ridgeway's struggling with that a little bit. Oh. And they get it across. Here's McGriff dribbling inside. Good defense. Kick back out. And it was a drive by Kilpeck when he was fouled by Weinberg. That's his second. And he's going to shoot two. Kilpeck saw a little bit of an opening and he went for it. First one's up. And no good. Owls maintain a six-point lead. 1:56 to go in the game. And the second one is good by Kilpeck. Leads cut to five. Owls break the timeline. Warner in the corner. Warner, long pass out to France. France down to Adam Ward, other corner. Back to France. Jake breaks a double team, and then it gets stolen away. Nice move, and off the mark. Nice move there by McGriff, but rebounded by Warner on a tough rebound. Weinberg to Reese. I'll slow it down and set it up. Nice spin move by the big man from Ridgeway, but no results. Owls being very reluctant. There's Ward. Occasionally, Ridgeway throwing two guys on the ball. And Adam Ward is fouled intentionally, but they won't call it that. Beeler. The foul's on Beeler. That's only their second. If they are going to try to get to five, they're going to do three more quick ones. Inbound to Warner. Warner, top of the key, out to Jake France. France is fouled. 30 feet from the basket. That one's on Kilpeck. That's Kilpeck's first. The team's, I thought was fourth, but only third. Adam Ward with the ball. Adam gets his pocket picked. And there's a lay. Oh, a missed lay-in and a foul by Adam Ward. So that's a good foul by Adam Ward to prevent the basket. Easy lay-in. And that's Adam's third foul. And I can't see the number. Oh, number 15, Gustafson at the line. And it's good. That cuts the lead to four for your Owls. 58.2 to go in the game. And the second one was good. However, the referee called it off. A foul line violation. Stepped on the line. So your Owls maintain a four-point lead. And Adam Ward is fouled far from the basket. That one looks like it's on Gustafson, his first, and the team's fourth. So the next foul, actually by either team, they'll be shooting two. Inbound, underneath the basket to Reese. Oh, Reese tries to do a handoff to Adam Ward, and he called him for traveling. So it's going to be Ridgeway ball. 51.8 to go. 41-37 Bradford. Pressure by your Owls. Stolen by Ward. And Ward brings it back out to slow it down. Back to France. France to Weinberg. Weinberg is fouled by two individuals way out by the half-court line. Don't know which one they'll call it on. Looks like 53 Stike. Brendan Warner at the line with 40 point seconds, seven to go. Warner's first free throw is short. Owls maintain a four-point lead. Second one on the way is good. And there's a technical foul on Warner. I think they called the second free throw off due to a violation. And Warner was talking to the referee and got himself a technical. So, the Owls have a four-point lead. They're going to have McGriff for Ridgeway at the line shooting a technical. And it's in. Three-point game. Second technical is up. And it's good. And a two-point game, Ridgeway with possession. Owls had an eight-point lead that Ridgeway has chipped away at. We got 40 seconds to go in the game. Daniel Marasco came in the game for Weinberg. There's a down low pass to Stike. He's strong. He got fouled by Weinberg. He tried to get it in, and it laid on the rim for a while, but did not go. So Stike is at the line, going to shoot two. 31.4 to go. Terwilliger comes in the game for Weinberg. Get him a little rest here before the end. So Stike with a chance to tie the game at 41. First free throw is up, and it's off the mark. Fasten your seatbelt, folks. Second free throw is up and good. 30 seconds to go, and there's a foul on number 15, Gustafson, and that's on Talon Reese. Reese will be at the free throw line for two. The Owls are up and down in their free throws. Sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're really not. So Talon's got a chance to build on the lead. First one's up and good. 2-point lead for Bradford, 29 seconds. Second one's up and good. It laid up there a while and then decided to fall in. 3-point lead for your Owls. Adam Ward on the defense. Drive all the way in, and a foul. That's Kilpeck. The foul's on Adam Ward. That's his fourth. So Kilpeck with the end one and a chance to tie the game for Ridgeway. 21.1 to go. And he ties the game. So your Owls, there's a full timeout by Bradford. Tie game at 43, 21 seconds to go. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back for an exciting finish here in Ridgeway. Coaches with their last minute instructions. Taking the floor for your Owls will be Marasco, Terwilliger, Reese, Ward, and France. Ridgeway's going to stay back at half court, provide no pressure till then. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tie ball game, Owls ball. Reese bringing it up across the timeline. Defense! 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 Reese. Reaches the ball, tries to drive in. Nothing there. They called a travel on Talon Reese. 9.7 seconds to go. Ridgeway ball. Ridgeway, the Owls are going to put a full court press on here. Timeout taken by Ridgeway. Full timeout. So I'm going to kick it back to our sponsors for one more quick, let's say 30 seconds. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Ridgeway. I'll reset the game for you. We got a tie ball game. Ridgeway possession, 9.7 seconds to go. On the court for your Owls, Marasco, Terwilliger, France, Reese, and Ward. Full court pressure is going to be applied here by your Owls. They're rebounding inbound three quarter court. Adam Ward, back court defense, good defense by Adam, and timeout called by Ridgeway again. Adam with good defense, and the Ridgeway coach called a timeout. Looks like a full timeout. We're going to stick here for this one. As a reminder, tonight after Owls basketball, we will have Monday night football coming your way. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Seattle Seahawks. I'm not going to tell you who I'm rooting for, but I got purpose. Those of you that know me know who I'm rooting for. But that Monday night football game will be on WSB Sports following Bradford Owls basketball. It will be joined in progress. So we have 4 seconds. Ridgeway's going to inbound almost to the half court line. I'm sure the Owls will put a lot of pressure on the ball. This thing could go any way right now. 4 seconds, tie ball game, Ridgeway ball. Marasco, Terwilliger, Reese, France, Ward on the court for your Owls. Inbounded. Strong to the hoop. Travel. Travel called on number 53, Steech. Owls are going to inbound with 1.7 seconds. Full timeout taken by Coach Benardi. This time we'll let our sponsors get a little time in. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Ridgeway. Tie ball game, 1.7 seconds to go. Your Owls are going to be inbound and under the Ridgeway basket. So they've got to go some kind of long pass or something here. On the court, Terwilliger, Marasco, Reese, Ward, and France. Looks like they're all going to line up down here and somebody's going to make a run for it maybe. There goes France. And the football toss to the other end. And a long try by Ridgeway. So we're going to go to overtime. So those of you that have been with us the entire night know that we had a few technical difficulties to start the game. But you're still going to get pretty much a whole game with 4 minutes of overtime coming your way. The Owls had built as much as an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. Ridgeway chipped away, and here we are, tied at 43. Weinberg has three fouls for your Owls, and Adam Ward has four fouls. So that's the only foul trouble. Looks like we'll start with no fouls for either team in the overtime. And I don't know, to be honest, if it's going to be two, three, or five that'll get somebody to the line. The new five-foul rule is a new thing this year, and we certainly haven't had any overtime games. Possession is going to be Bradford's to start the game, or start the overtime, sorry. A little extra for your money tonight, folks. Now we are going to have a jump ball to start the overtime. Reese is going to jump against Beeler. Same on the floor. Marasco, Terwilliger, Reese, Ward, and France. Same five on the floor. It's been there for a while for your Owls. Reese jumps it, and he wins it. Jake France with possession. 4 minute overtime here in Ridgeway. Jake takes it all the way. Little floater up the front and back in. Nice little floater by Jake France in overtime. Pressure on the ball by your Owls. And a travel. They forced a travel. That's on. That's Beeler who traveled. Pressure by your Owls on the defensive end. Forced to travel. So your Owls are going to inbound with 2-point lead, 3.5 to go. In overtime here in Ridgeway. France to Reese. Reese gets it down low to France. Over to Marasco. Back out to Adam Ward. Back to France. Oh, and France did a quick move, but they called a travel. So 3:25 to go. 2-point lead for your Bradford Owls. Ridgeway possession. Pressure on the ball again by your Owls. And there's a quick hand by France. Steals it away to Terwilliger. Lays it in. Jake with a steal. Marcus Terwilliger with a lay-in. 4-point lead for your Owls. Pressure on the ball again. Jake goes for another steal. Didn't get that one. Oh, loose ball. Regained possession by Ridgeway. 4-point lead for your Owls. 3 minutes to go in overtime. Good defense by Terwilliger. Jake France with the defense in the corner. Reese on the ball now. Oh, quick good hand by Reese. Oh, tipped away, but they maintain. Jumper. Foul line jumper, no good. Rebounded by Marasco. France running to court. Down to Ward underneath, lays it in. Nice, nice there by the Owls. Defense creating offense. 6-point lead for your Owls. 2:20 to go in overtime. There's a blocking foul on Adam Ward, and he's going to be out of the game. Good game by Adam Ward, but it's tough to lose him. He's a great defender and a good on the offensive end. Armstrong's going to come into the game for Adam Ward, who fouls out. And, oh, they put five fouls back up there. Okay, Ridgeway's going to shoot two. And the first one is short. That is McGriff shooting for Ridgeway. So the scorer's table wasn't sure either. So in overtime, we keep the fourth quarter fouls active. And the second free throw's up and good. So the Owls with a 4-point lead. I thought they already had a 4-point lead. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. There you go, 5-point lead. The scorekeeper's playing tricks on me. Armstrong! Oh, Armstrong broke the broke the defender away, and Coach Bernardi called a timeout. Looks like a 30-second timeout. I'm going to stick around this time. Them sponsors got a lot of publicity. I like them, though, especially Dexter's Automotive. Get your car fixed there. So, 2 minutes, 1 second to go in overtime. Owls with a 5-point lead and the ball. Good to see the couple underclassmen in there for a lot of critical playing time. Terwilliger and Marasco. That's great. A lot of seniors on this year's team, so any of those guys that can get experience will be good for the years to come. Okay, Jake France is going to inbound to Marasco. Out to Terwilliger. Oh, Jake goes off his foot. So, Ridgeway ball, 1:57 to go in overtime. Owls with a 5-point lead. Pressure on the ball again by your Owls. Armstrong pressure. Oh, they break the pressure this time. There's tipped away. France with a quick hand again. They gain possession. There's a block by Reese. And another block by Reese. And another rebound by Strike. And Steech. Steech puts it back up and in for Ridgeway. Ridgeway calls timeout. We're going to take a break this time. That's a 30. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Ridgeway. 1:32 to go in overtime. It's going to be Ridgeway possession. 3-point lead for your Bradford Owls. Those of you that tuned in for Monday Night Football tonight, it'll be coming your way after our Owls broadcast. You get to listen to exciting overtime action. Oh, it's going to be the Owls inbounding the ball. And there goes France across the timeline. France turns it around, picks up his dribble over to Terwilliger. Reese. Reese a long way to France. France is fouled. 1:19 to go. France will be shooting two. I do have an early score on the Monday Night Football game for you football fans. The Eagles are up on Seattle 7-0. Jake France, first one's up and in. So France and Reese, we're gonna call them the two best free throw shooters. They just played catch until one of them got fouled. And France is up and good again. So, 5-point lead for your Owls. 1:19 to go. Pressure back on the ball. Almost stolen away. They break through the pressure. And there's a foul on the floor on Armstrong. That's going to be two shots for Kilpeck. 1:10 to go. 5-point lead for the Owls. Ridgeway at the line for two. First one's up and good by Kilpeck. Second one's on its way and good by Kilpeck. So we're down to a 3-point game and Reese is fouled in the backcourt. So 1:08 to go. Reese is going to be at the foul line for two. Thanks, honey. Shout out to my wife. Gave me a little comment on things that are going on here. And Reese nails the first one. Back to a 4-point lead. 1:08 to go in overtime. Second one is up. And good. So France and Reese, really, really tough. Good quality free throws here in the crunch time. 5-point lead for your Owls. Pressure back on the ball. And struggling to get, oh, they made it across the timeline. Tough defense by the Owls. They break it, and there's a ball off the rim. Rebounded by Marasco, and they got it to France, who was fouled. So France is going to be at the foul line for two. 5-point lead for your Owls, 50.3 seconds to go. Nice strong rebound by Daniel Marasco right there. And the first free throw is good by Jake. These guys have been money. I said earlier they were hot or cold. Right now in overtime, they're really hot. That's a good thing. Second one's up. Oh, and off the mark. I jinxed them probably. So, 6-point lead for your Owls. Good defense. Strong defense, Jake France. Oh! Armstrong got himself in a position to steal the pass, but it went off of his hands. So, Ridgeway's going to maintain possession. 40 seconds to go in overtime. Ridgeway inbounds. 3-point line. Drive in by Steach. And it's off the mark. Rebounded. Strong rebound by Beeler, who gets fouled. Beeler's going to be at the line shooting two. In the game for your Owls, France, Armstrong, Reese, Marasco, and Terwilliger. First free throw's up and good. Beeler, another one from the free throw line. Is good. I'd like to have that kid right there in a contest. So, 4-point game. Owls got the possession and Reese is fouled. 28 seconds remain in overtime. Owls with a 4-point lead and 2 free throws coming. First one's up and good. Second one's up and good. 6-point lead. Back to a 6-point lead. Owls pressure on the ball. Ridgeway gets it across the timeline. Try to get it down low. Daniel Marasco with a good defense. Long three, short, rebounded by Ridgeway. Put back in by McGriff. And inbounded to France, who's fouled. So, looking good for your Owls right now. 4-point lead, 11.8 seconds to go, and 2 free throws coming. Very good, well-played game by both teams. Exciting finish. First free throw's up and good. Jake's second free throw is good. 6-point lead, 11 seconds to go for your Owls. Timeline, they broke the timeline. Just let them go in, guys. And number 10 makes a layup. And that is, I believe, well, the end of the game. Yeah, they were going to call a foul with a point something left. But that's the end of your ball game, 58-54. Your Owls win it in overtime. I will get some stats together and be back for a recap. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Is your eyesight changing?
I can't read this anymore.
Don't lose hope. People just like you are working every day using Braille, screen magnification, speech technology, and other tools and blindness skills. Your eyesight may have changed, but your goals, they don't have to. We can help. Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Ridgeway, we'll call it the Ridgeway Dome, where your Owls tonight win in overtime, 58-54. Very exciting game. The Owls build a largest lead of the game. In the early fourth quarter, they went up by 8. Ridgeway chipped away, and the next thing you know, we're going to overtime. There was a technical foul called on Brendan Warner, gave him double possession. And we went to overtime where your Owls come away with a 4-point victory. Good free throw shooting by France and Reese down the line. You know, they hit probably 9 out of 10 there in the final couple minutes. I know one was missed. So, great win for your Owls tonight, who will be back in action on Wednesday night at the Owls Nest back home. The Owls were led by Jake France tonight with 20 points. Adam Ward, great game for Adam Ward on both ends. 16 points for Adam. 6 points for Reese, 4 for Weinberg. I got 3 for Armstrong, 2 for Twilliger, 2 for Warner. So a few different scorers tonight. I know Warner usually puts up quite a bit more. Good all-around performance for your Owls on both ends. Early on, they were getting offensive rebounds like crazy and getting 2 and 3 chances on the offensive end, which they were able to convert in a lot of cases. Then McGriff and Steech down low for Ridgeway. They both got very much more physical, we'll call it. Steech for Ridgeway had 13. Kilpeck had 16. McGriff with 4-8. Great game by your Bradford Owls. They come back home on a winning note, 58-54 in overtime. James Patrick signing off with Bradford Owls basketball.